Shalom Aleichem, Shavuot Tov. This is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishneh Yomi is continuing for the 23rd of Sivan, or the 12th of June, if you like. We are in the fifth chapter of Yuma at Mishneh Vav. Now, so far in chapter 5, we've seen the Kohen Gadol bring the Ketoret into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and then bring the Dam of the Par, of the Bull, into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and sprinkle it there. And then he goes and gets the blood from the Seer, from the goat, which was the Chatas Lashem, and does the same thing, and then he applies separately the dam of the par and the seer to the curtain outside the Kodesh Kodashim, and then to the Mizbeach HaZahav, and mixes them together and applies them to the inner Mizbeach, the golden Mizbeach as well. So here we are, chapter 5, Mishnah Vav, Hiza al Taharu Shel Mizbeach Sheva Pa'amim. And now he sprinkles this blood on the clean top of the Mizbeach, it's on the top of the golden Mizbeach inside the temple building 7 times. Yesterday we mentioned in the last Mishnah that he had already applied to the four corners of the Mizbeach this mixture of the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSeer of the bull and the goat. So now he's done with the blood, Shari Hadam HaYashofech. So now the leftover blood from the bull he spills out, Al Yesod Maravi Shel Mizbeach Chitzon. It's actually in the corner, it's the southwest corner of the outer Mizbeach, the large Mizbeach, in the courtyard. He takes it outside to spill it there. V'shel mizbeach chitzon ha'yashofech al yesod dromi. So when he's doing a blood application on the outside, so this was a blood application done on the inner mizbeach, and then the leftovers get poured on the western corner of the base of the outer altar. But when he's doing a chatas outside, like a normal everyday chatas, so that goes on the south corner, the south side of the outer larger mizbeach in the temple courtyard. Elu ve'elu, and these bloods, the inner chatas bloods that were, you know, the leftovers from the blood that went inside in the Kodesh Kodashim and on the Mizbeach HaZahav, and elu, and the blood from the regular chatas done outside on the big Mizbeach, mitarvin, they join together, be'oma, in the canal, ve'yotzin le'nochol kidron, and from this canal that flows through the temple, the blood, and it's mixed with water to allow it to wash through, flows to Nachal Kidron. The Kidron Valley had a little stream, sort of the runoff from the temple went out to Nachal Kidron. Nimkarin leganonim lezevel, and was sold to gardeners to use as garden fertilizer. Umolin bo, and there was an isser of me'ila, of misuse or misappropriation of temple property still applied to this blood. So the gardeners who wanted to use this runoff bloody water would need to pay the temple for use, the benefit from this fertilizer. Now, on a deraisa level, on a biblical level, there's no me'ila anymore once the mitzvah is over, and once he's poured out the remainder of the blood, the mitzvah is over on a deraisa level, but on a rabbinical level, they still required paying the temple to use this bloody runoff as fertilizer. Now, on to Mishnah Zion, the last Mishnah in this chapter, Kol Ma'aseh Yom Kippurim, all of the mitzvot and the activities of Yom Kippur, Ha'amor, Al-Seder, that are said in this order, Im hikdim masi lechaver. If the Kohen Gadol went out of order, did something early, lo asa klum. That doesn't count. You have to go in order. The Mishnah explains, hikdim damasir la damapar. If he brought the blood of the goat first into the Kodesh Kodashim or on the Prochet, yachzer v'yazim damasir. He has to go back and do it again, la'achar damapar, after sprinkling from the par, from the bowl first, imach lo gamar, et atachton shebifnim nishbach adam. If he pours out the blood before he finishes the applications, the matanot, the blood applications on the inner altar, yavi dam ocher, he has to bring new blood, he has to shek the new animal, a par or a seir, v'yachazar v'yaze b'tchila bifnim, and go back and do the applications on the inner altar. So when it says bifnim here, they mean bifnim in the Kodesh Kodashim, v'chen b'mizbeach hazahav, and the same applies on the golden mizbeach, behen b'cheichol, the same too in the temple building. That's talking about the blood applications on the parochet, v'chen b'mizbeach hazachav, and then the applications after that on the golden altar. Shekulan kapar b'fnei asman. All of these different locations have their own element of kapara, of atonement. So they're all required separately and in this specific order. So they have to be done in this order. If not, he has to go back and do it in order. Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon omrim, Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon disagree. They say, "Makom shepasak misham hu matchil." If he stops in a certain place, like he started doing an application of dam, and then he spilled the blood at that point, then he can shek the new animal and resume right at the place he stopped. So they hold that each hazah, each sprinkling, or each matana, each application is its own separate mitzvah. So if he's already done three sprinklings, so he resumes and does the rest of them, finishes off the set of 7 plus 1, and he's good to go at that point. He wouldn't have to start that set over. Yashar Kachachem and Zeigzunt.